Welcome back. Well, in a twist of events in the SAA saga, Union NUMSA, as well as the SAA Cabin Crew Association, led pickets at airports around the country today, with NUMSA saying they've got several demands, including the reinstatement of Vuyani Jagana as CEO. The SAA board, in the meantime, maintains that the company's turnaround will not be derailed by Jagana's exit. And Pakamile Khlubi Majola, who's national spokesperson of NUMSA, joins us on the line with the rationale behind wanting Jagana back in the pilot seat. Thanks so much, Pakamile, for joining us on the line this evening. So, like I say, you've staged lunchtime pickets at airports around the country today in protest against Vuyani Jagana's resignation. You want him reinstated. So are you inadvertently saying he was pushed and that he would, in fact, want to come back?
Yes, indeed. It is our view, together with NUMSA and the South African Cabin Crew Association, that Jagana was indeed pushed. We based this on the fact that even if you read his resignation letter, and I encourage you to read it, it's been leaked to the media and it's floating on various social media platforms. He goes into great detail about how he was frustrated in his work as group CEO at SAA. He had a very clear turnaround strategy. It seemingly was approved by the board, but when he needed the funds to actually implement the strategy, he was blocked on all fronts. Even goes as far as to say in his resignation letter that the problems he encountered as CEO, the financial problems at SAA, only accounted for 40%. 60% of his problem was the fact that he did not get the necessary support in order to implement the turnaround strategy. And I must disagree strongly with what the management of the SAA has said to you ahead of this interview, where they claim that the turnaround strategy will not be affected by his absence. The fact is that it will be. For the entire time that he was CEO, the current board was an obstacle in him implementing the turnaround strategy.
Okay, so you're just not buying the fact that SAA is going to keep an effective turnaround strategy in play. Do you think that issues that were highlighted in the EY forensic report, if tackled, would resolve bulk of the issues Jagana raised on his resignation?
Well, certainly some of that. You'll recall that it wasn't just Ernst & Young that did a forensic investigation. It was also Open Waters. And Open Waters went into extensive detail in outlining and highlighting massive looting and corruption which is taking place at the highest levels of SAA. Jagana was very instrumental in dealing with that corruption. There's already been two senior executives of SAA who've been removed because of his intervention. Prior to Jagana taking that position, as NUMSA, we were at loggerheads with the SAA board and with the SAA management because they flatly refused to implement the recommendations of the forensic report. In fact, we had to go to the High Court to force them to implement the recommendations which spoke about suspending senior management at SAA, and it was clear to us that the current board was doing everything in its power to protect the corruptors and the looters and the thieves at SAA instead of actually doing the right thing to clean up the airline. In fact, the only people that have had the interests of SAA at heart have been workers themselves who've been highlighting and whistleblowing on corruption and exposing all of the shenanigans that are taking place at SAA, which have been bringing the airline to the brink of collapse.
I've got to interject there. I just want to ask you, why are you calling for the president's intervention on this and not taking up this up with the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises? Unfortunately, we seem to have lost Pakamile on the line there. And of course, that as we were discussing these lunchtime pickets that were staged at airports across the country today in protest against Jagana's resignation, as well as what they deem inaction on a forensic report that was released by EY. It was submitted to the board back in 2015. We've got the union saying that at the heart of the problem was the fact that Johanna devised this turnaround strategy and that he's simply not gotten government support or backing on it. In terms of what the next plan is, if he is not reinstated and their issues effectively addressed, the unions say they will be escalating the issue and have called on President Cyril Ramaphosa's intervention on the matter. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave things with you at that point for now. We will be tracking developments on the story as they unfold.